Now, if you have small children listening, or you are a small child yourself, or you're easily offended, or as someone has just pointed out on the text, if you are with your parents right now, God, that's really embarrassing.
That's the most important one, I think, actually.
Don't want any sex talk when you're with your mum and dad, do you? Do you remember as a kid, when the nudie scenes used to come on the programmes on the TV, it's like, oh God, this is terrible.
Even now, horrible. I feel that embarrassment.
So, don't listen to the next bit if you are easily offended or you're with young kids at the moment. Thank you. Right, here's a fact for you. 16 to 24-year-old women are unlikely to use condoms. Unprotected sexual activity amongst young people has resulted in a rise of STIs in the UK and also unwanted pregnancies, and it seems the safer sex message just isn't getting through at the moment. So, Radio 1, One Extra, MTV and Durex are teaming up to find out all about your sex lives, the Radio 1 listener. So together, we've launched what could be the UK's biggest ever young people's sex survey, and we really want all of you to take part. If you go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1, take part in the survey, and if you do, how about this? We will enter you into a draw to win huge money can't buy prizes that we collected at Radio 1's big weekend in Dundee a couple of weekends ago. Included a gold disc with your name on it. Your name on it from Nars Barkley, Sugar Babes, Snow Patrol, The Streets, Primal Scream, Keen, Feeder or Muse.
Wow.
Not your name on it,
obviously.
He
just pointed at me, so I thought that's a very nice prize for somebody.
Brilliant, they win a gold disc with Mark Chapman on it. No, I mean the name of the listener that wins in the sex
survey. Got you, right, okay.
And also there's a signed album and T-shirt from Pink as well. And you can also win a signed Gorillaz guitar, courtesy of MTV. All right, so go and fill in the survey, please. bbc.co.uk/radio1. The whole thing is called Bear All 06, so please do tonight go and fill in that survey if you can. It was all launched last night on the Sunday Surgery. Now, normally you get Letitia and Dr. Mark giving you some really good advice. It's a great show about anything you want, anything you're worried about. Last night, Dr. Mark was joined by a different host. It was Westwood. Talking about sex.
Dr. Mark was quite nervous before the show, probably more nervous than he's ever been before any show that he's ever done.
You can hear that in this next clip.
Okay, so just to set the scene, Westwood, is there anything you've always wanted to know about sex?
I'm sitting here quietly confident.
What was that?
I don't know.
Now, I mean, let's face it, if you had a sexual problem, you'd go to Westwood, wouldn't you? That's what you'd do.
Felt good out there. This is the Sunday Surgery phone-in where we're talking about sex, Dr. Mark and me, Westwood. And if you're going all the way, make sure you use a condom. That really is the message of this whole week, is practice safe sex. We've got my man Jimmy on the line from Derry. What's up, sir?
I think I've crabs.
Now, why do you think you've got crabs?
I'm always wild at sea, like.
Jimmy, man, they're just really just sucking on your blood as we speak, brother. I don't want to put it out there really quite blatantly, but these things are just living on your sack right now, sucking on your blood, brother. That's not a good feeling. I wouldn't feel good about that at all.
It wasn't the most sympathetic response, was
so
it?
So sympathetic.
You know, he could have been a bit gentler with him.
Yeah, maybe. Sucking on you right now, baby.
Living on your sack.
Here's another bit.
And did he actually say what type of disease you have?
Herpes, he said.
Herpes?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing with herpes, it was in the news a few years ago, because it's one of those diseases which actually is reoccurring. It's hard for you to get it out of your system. It keeps in your body and it comes back at certain times.
He knew a lot about herpes, didn't he?
Yeah, Dr. Mark really didn't take part in that one. That was all the advice was.
It was all about Westwood there, wasn't it?
He knows his herpes.
Didn't know any other STIs, but knew about the herpes. So the message of the campaign is to wear a condom.
Once you get in the habit of not wearing them, you get in the habit of riding bareback, it can be hard. Suddenly, you have to strap up.
Yep.
What?
Wear a condom is what he's saying. Or as Westwood would say,
strap it up before you slap it up.
I'm onto the mobile people to see if you can get that as a message alert on your phone.
Strap it up before
Now, seriously, there were so many good bits on the Sunday Surgery last night. This is just the tip of the iceberg, it really is. You can listen again to the whole thing. Listen again at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And make sure you fill in the survey as well, the sex survey, to win all those prizes, which are money can't buy prizes. Now, if you have young children listening or you're easily offended, please turn the radio down now for 30 seconds, right now, okay? I'll give you 5 seconds to turn it down. Gone yet? You sure you've turned down the radio? Turn it down. Okay, listen to this.
My penis smells funny and there's some yellow liquid in between the skin and the meat.
Nice.
Radio 1's Safer Sex Campaign.
Bear All 06.
STIs.
Condoms.
Relationships.
Love.
Lust.
Pregnancy.
Love.
The doctor will see you now.
How can I make my first time a really good experience?
Well, there's no guarantee that losing your virginity will be enjoyable, but it'll be more likely if you're relaxed and happy that this is something you want to do with a partner you trust and that you've sorted out the contraception.
Bear All 06.
How soon after sex can my girlfriend take the morning after pill?
There's no need to have any delay when taking the morning after pill. In fact, the sooner you take it, the more effective it will be in preventing a pregnancy.
How likely is it really that I'll get HIV?
You can minimise your chances of catching HIV and other STIs if you always have protected sex by using a condom and have fewer sexual partners.
If you're gonna have sex, make sure it's safe and use a free Radio 1 condom.
To get your hands on one, visit bbc.co.uk/radio1.
He was reading out a text then, wasn't he?
That's a text that he was reading out last night, yeah.
My penis smells funny and there's some yellow liquid in between the skin and the meat.
So that's Westwood explaining what could happen if you don't wear a condom. Listen again to the Sunday Surgery at Radio 1 Online. And please go and fill in the Bear All 06 sex survey now at Radio 1 Online. And make sure you wear a condom, please. All kinds of sexual advice and otherwise, go to onelife at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Three little birds.